page 45. Resolution 2008-B1 by Gabe Griffith. At the fall 2008 convention, several resolutions were presented, and even though you will be reading a summary of most of them, the below resolution was only passed in concept because its draft was not available. I announced that the entire text of the final draft would be printed here, so everyone would have a chance to read it. If anyone has any questions about the resolutions process, please feel free to contact me either by phone at 916-505-8780 or by email at gabriel_griffith@sbcglobal.net. Editor's note, please remember that this is a draft. Resolution 2008-B1 Recommendations for Use of Department of Rehabilitation Resources. Whereas, due to severe state funding reductions, the Department of Rehabilitation is imposing cuts in funding for consumer services. And whereas, these reductions have a dramatically negative impact on the opportunities for blind and visually impaired persons, whose unemployment rate already exceeds 70%, to become both independent and gainfully employed. And whereas the cost of adaptive technology, which is essential for most jobs, as well as for many skills needed to live independently, is extremely high, and thus this technology is unaffordable for most blind or visually impaired individuals. And whereas learning to effectively use technology, as well as numerous skills to live independently, requires specific specialty training by highly skilled instructors, whose costs are high due to their specialized training, and whereas the specialized nature of the skills needed by consumers who are blind or visually impaired precludes them from obtaining these skills from instructors teaching persons with other types of disabilities. And page 46. Whereas, despite these relatively higher costs, placement of consumers who are blind or visually impaired in employment creates taxpayers and decreases the number of persons receiving income assistance, health care, and other government benefits, and whereas the failure to place blind and visually impaired persons in employment will cost the state more money in the long run if nursing care is needed due to a lack of independent skills training, and whereas not only should the department attempt to maximize its reductions in ways that will not directly impact consumers, but it must also look to external sources for ways of obtaining training and other services at little, if any, cost to the department. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the California Council of the Blind in convention assembled this 26th day of October 2008 at the Four Points Sheraton LAX Hotel in the city of Los Angeles, that the Department of Rehabilitation is urged to take the following approaches and actions in regard to implementation of budget reductions. 1. Recognize that its central role is to increase employment opportunities for and independence of persons with disabilities, and that the reduction of services to consumers should be a last resort, and thus seek to implement cutbacks in a way that will have the least direct impact on consumers. 2. Perform a legal analysis and provide the results thereof to line staff on how services may be validly modified or reduced in order to ensure that the department is acting in a legal manner. 3. Minimize the potential harm to consumers who are blind or visually impaired of these budget restrictions by taking the following actions. A. With respect to consumers who are both BFS and regional center clients, the department should ensure that, to the maximum extent possible, services are covered through regional center funding. Page 47. B. Contract with out-of-state businesses to provide training resulting in job placements such as Verizon, Statler Center Hospitality Program, NIB, and others. C. Encourage home-based employment such as National Telecommuting Institute, NTI, as an option for consumers to go to work. D. Explore low or no-cost methods of implementing a public relations campaign through PSAs videos to obtain more job placements. This can be accomplished if creative utilizing free-of-charge PSAs. E. Encourage public and private colleges and universities, including community colleges, to hire people who are blind or visually impaired to work as aides, researchers, student housing, or other positions open to college or university students. F. Produce issuance letters, regardless of the cost of the technology or equipment, stating that the technology/equipment is on loan and needs to be returned if the individual does not follow through on his or her plan, thus allowing technology/equipment purchase for a consumer when appropriate to be provided to other consumers. G. Establish relationships with a variety of entities to provide internships and apprentice positions, as well as on-the-job trainings that can develop into jobs. H. Take steps to prevent professional clients from abusing the system. I. Have jobs developed for those who are blind or visually impaired with the California Relay Service and California Telephone Access Program. This would involve reading Braille, large print, and typing skills. J. Encourage on a case-by-case basis the use of in-state services and programs, and be it further resolved that this organization work with the director of the Department of Rehabilitation to implement all of the above recommendations.